Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Medical Apartheid, The Dark History of Medical Experimentation on Black Americans from Colonial Times to the Present, by Harriet A. Washington, narrated by Ron Butler. When I began working at the Institute, I recalled my adolescent dream of becoming a medical research worker. Daily, I saw young, white boys and girls receiving instruction in chemistry and medicine that the average black boy or girl could never receive. When I was alone, I wandered and poked my fingers into strange chemicals, watched intricate machines trace red and black lines upon ruled paper. At times, I paused and stared at the walls of the rooms, at the floors, at the wide desks at which the white doctor sat. And I realized, with a feeling that I could never quite get used to, that I was looking at the world of another race. Richard Wright, 1944. The wrongs which we seek to condemn and punish have been so calculated, so malignant, and so devastating that civilization cannot tolerate their being ignored because it cannot survive their being repeated. Chief U.S. Prosecutor Robert Jackson, opening statement, Nuremberg Doctor's Trial, December 9, 1946. Introduction. The American Janus of Medicine and Race. Science without conscience is the soul's perdition. François Rabelais, Pantagruel. On a sylvan stretch of New York's patrician Upper Fifth Avenue, just across from the New York Academy of Medicine, a colossus in marble, august inscriptions, and a bas-relief caduceus.